It's the Maria and Chad Show, getting ready for the holidays here at the Christmas Station, and nothing better than the holidays and sitting around watching a movie in a theater, getting together with family and friends, ignoring them while you sit in a theater. Cecily, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Cecily Nobler is our movie reviewer. You are live in Hollywood this morning, and you see the movies before we do, so we know how to save our time and money, right?
That is correct. That is what I do. My thing is just go buy popcorn. I never say don't get popcorn and candy. I'm just saying sometimes the movies aren't worth it.
Producer Abe is here. I know Maria does this. You guys buy the Harkins popcorn and take it home and watch stuff at home.
Oh, yeah. You can get those big bags for $10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's talk movies. Let's start with The Grinch, also known as the Cecily Nobler story, because look at this. I don't really like my neighbors. I have a little brown dog. I kind of have a green tint to my skin, kind of sickly, you know, but I do love Christmas, so not quite. It's now animated. Benedict Cumberbatch is the voice, which I thought worked so much better, please don't yell at me, than the Jim Carrey version, which I hated.
I wasn't crazy about that version either.
It still to this day gives me like nightmares. I don't understand how that happened, but a lot of people liked it. But this one, I gotta tell you, I didn't hate. Maybe it's just because I love Dr. Seuss, or maybe it was the Danny Elfman score, but I found myself in a much needed getaway, which is kind of what a movie's supposed to do. Like, I was very nostalgic. It skews young. It's really for younger kids and not so much for us, but I really kind of found myself liking it every now and then.
I've seen the trailer quite a few times.
Yes.
And I laugh out loud every single time the Grinch says, "This is the loudest snow ever."
I like that. I like all the sort of little, there's some pop culture references, but they don't go too far with that. And as a dog lover, just everything with a little Max, the holiday dog, I love so much. So I'm above the curve here. I feel like I don't want to give grades anymore, because I was going to say like a C++++, but that sounds low, but it's not really, because it's above average. Can I just give emojis? Like, I give it like the dancing girl emoji and a saxophone for no reason. Can it just be that?
But I don't think I get anything from that. I just know, like, if people have listened to you long enough, they know you like movies like La La Land. So these are different types of movies.
It's true, I do, but I also, like, I like a La La Land, but I also love Deadpool and Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
What about Overlord? Are you a fan of that? That's new in theaters, right?
A lot of things to tell you about that. Yes, J.J. Abrams produced, co-written by this guy named Billy Ray, and I only mention that because he is so underrated as a screenwriter. He wrote, like, Breach, do you remember that?
He wrote Achy Breaky Heart, right?
Different one. This guy doesn't have a mullet, although I wish he did. This movie is a pure popcorn zombie killing Nazis kind of movie, which is all good. Did I totally enjoy it? Not really, but that's not, like, I don't like a lot of explosions and that kind of stuff. It felt kind of like a video game.
Okay.
Pretty gory.
But it's a war movie that has zombies?
Little bit. Yeah, I don't want to tell you there's a sci-fi element to it. I will tell you this. It's very well made, kind of schlocky in all the right ways, which people really seem to enjoy. So I'm giving it a thumbs up for being, like, exactly what it's supposed to be. My enjoyment level doesn't really matter. Like, it's just not necessarily my kind of thing, but people seem to like it, so I give it like the apple and like a bowling ball. How about that?
Got it. When I get too many emojis via text, I don't know even how to decipher. It's like, what are you trying to do?
Well, I like to do that on purpose. I used to do this thing where it's like someone started dating this guy and he sent me like, it was like a wizard and like a skull and like all this weird stuff. And I was like, he's saying I'm fat. He thinks I'm fat. I'm like reading into the emojis. Girl in the Spider's Web is the next in the Millennium book series, which, you know, started with Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, which I love, by the way, the book and the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now Claire Foy is the lead. Isn't that crazy? From The Crown.
Wow.
She's much better in this than she was in First Man. That was the movie we talked about a few weeks ago. She doesn't have to do that American accent, which when she, it just, remember the Neil Armstrong, you get up there in space.
That's right.
The character that she plays is awesome, and I love this series, although this one does not live up to the original, but I'm still above the curve as well, and I'm going to throw out like a C-.
Wait, I don't understand that. What emojis are we getting?
I'm going to give it like a baseball bat and a winking cat.
Good, huh?
I was thinking double peach.
Sometimes I just don't want to commit to a grade, and so it's hard for me, so this works out better. I will leave it there. I know it's kind of an average week for movies. Oh, yeah. I have to tell you guys something really quick. Really
You're
quick.
Pregnant. Congratulations.
No. I met one of my acting heroes last night. My, genuine acting hero.
Who dat?
Diane Keaton. And I not only met her, I hung out with her. And we drank champagne.
Oh,
and
my David gosh! Foster.
Okay, it gets even better. So there's this, like, very famous songwriter named Carol Bayer Sager, who wrote, like, I mean, she has Oscars, Grammy. She wrote That's What Friends Are For, like, everything you could imagine. It was at her house in Bel Air. David Foster showed up and played the piano.
Oh, my gosh.
Catherine McPhee sang from American Idol. And there were only, like, 20 of us. And Diane Keaton and Ted Danson was there.
William
and
Hung?
Champagne. William Hung was not there.
Oh.
Nor was my ex-boyfriend Brian Dunkelman, and that is the truth.
What about the one that does the Sweet One commercials? Was he there?
I don't even know who that is.
Justin Guarini.
No. If he was, then he was the help. But it was so much fun, and I never get to go to stuff like that, and it was just like, it was really cool.
So how did you get invited to this one?
So I was invited through the Broadcast Film Critics Association, which is part of, you know, being a critic, but not a lot of people showed up, and some of it was the Hollywood Foreign Press was there. So when I met David Foster, he shook my hand, and he's like, where are you from? And he meant, like, are you from the Golden Globes, or, where are you
right.
from? And I didn't understand. I was so nervous, and I go, I'm from Waco. And he just kind of gave me that look of like, aw.
She's very literal. I'm from my mama.
Yeah, I'm such an idiot. And I wanted to go back and be like, oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm a critic. No.
Yeah, that's great.
So I'll leave it. I just wanted to share that because I don't get excited very often. It was just the coolest night ever. And it's always nice to be able to relay when a celebrity is like ultra nice. I mean, they should be, of course, but they aren't always. And she was.
All right. So a week from now, you got to tell us about all the bad celebrities you ran into, okay?
Oh, sure. I've got a list.
We'll talk to you next Friday. Thank you, Cecily.
Thank you.